Moses was not an ordinary man. He was a mighty man in words and in deeds. We read of this in Stephen's sermon in Acts 7:20. Turn with me there if you would, please. Acts 7:20. Acts 7:20 through 29. Here is Stephen responding. Acts 7:20 through 29. In which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was a mighty man in words and in deeds. And when he was full of 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and he smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. Following Moses' life, we see that Moses was indeed a mighty man. Moses was a mighty man before God. In Psalm 103 and verse 7, we see Moses understanding the heart of God. In Psalm 103 and verse 7, understanding God's heart. Psalm 103 and verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses. You know, it's amazing. Moses and the people in Hebrews chapter 11 that have fought the battle and have run the race, they didn't have the canon of Scripture that we enjoy today. They had word from heaven, certainly. God's word has always come to his people, although they didn't have the benefit of holding it as we do. And yet here we see in Psalm 103 and verse 7, that God made his ways known unto Moses. Moses knew the way of the Lord. Moses was a mighty man of God. Moses knew the will of God. Moses had an intimacy with God, which was achieved only through faith. Only through faith. He made known his ways to Moses. And then turn with me to Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2, in verses 11 and 12. Exodus 2, 11 and 12. And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and espied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. We read of Moses at age 40, taking action in his own strength, impulsively and emotionally, to deliver the Hebrews from the bondage of the Egyptians. He had to flee for his life. Moses did just what I would have done. I'd have put these hands into action. That's what we do. We don't tend to go to the Lord and say, Lord, man, do you see what's happening here? And make it a matter of prayer. We tend to take these hands and put them into action. I can fix this. And Moses did. Well, he tried. And of course, he killed the Egyptian. And God did have a plan for Moses. That wasn't it. But God did have a plan for deliverance. And God was going to use Moses because Moses was a mighty man of God. Because Moses did understand the heart of God. But he reached out in his own power. He reached out in his own power. It's not by our power, but it's by the Spirit and it's by the Word that we overcome, that we have victory. When the time was finished for the sojourning of the Hebrews in Egypt, God chose a deliverer, that deliverer being Moses. We read of Moses in Exodus 3 and verses 1 through 7. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. When the Lord speaks to us, when the Lord tells us of what he would have for our life, when the Lord reveals the plan for our life that he would have us to go, that is holy ground when God is revealing to us what he would have for us to do to glorify him. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. God had a prepared man for a prepared work. The man was Moses. He walked before the Lord in righteousness and holiness. He was intimately, he had an intimate relationship with the Lord. He knew the Lord's heart. The Lord revealed his heart to Moses. And Moses understood God's heart. And then down in verse 10, Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. What a humbling thought as God told Moses, I'm going to send you back to Pharaoh. The first time, when you were 40 years old, when you were younger and you reached out in your own power, and then Moses fled in fear. He fled for fear of his life. Moses was going to go back this time in the will of God and in the power of God. Page 38 in your lesson. Page 38 in your lesson. What is Hebrews chapter 11? What is God's word? What is this for us? Again, this is not just a historical account about something that took place. That's not all that it is, although it certainly is that. It is certainly an accurate account, but that's not all that it simply is. This account of Moses, it is an opportunity for you and I. It's an opportunity for you and I that God will reveal his word to us. Romans 15:4, you don't have to turn there. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." These are written for our learning. This account here is not just an account of Moses, not to benefit us, but this is written for our learning. "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." And then 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, "Now all these things that happened unto them happened for examples, and they are written for our admonition." This is written to you and I. This is written to us. This is God's word to us. This is not simply a historical account. Let's look now at some of the aspects of faith. Faith does many things. Faith refuses. In Hebrews 11:24, the Bible says, "By faith Moses, when he's come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." Moses' mother had planted in his heart the truth of God's word, the promise of God to Abraham. Moses' mom had planted that in his heart. Moms, you have the biggest job in this nation. You have the most important job. Training your children to know God. You have the biggest job. You have a bigger job than President Obama has. You really do. Because if we as Christians, and you as moms, if you can take your 3 or 4 or 5 children and you can teach them to walk before the Lord, and they can take their 3 or 4 or 5 children and teach them to walk before the Lord, God's word will go forward. But if moms aren't effective and can't reach their children, where are we going to be? We're going to be lost. Our nation's going to be lost. We'll continue to slouch down towards Gomorrah as our nation has a tendency to do. Last month we saw a law that was just absolutely horrible. And slouching towards Gomorrah, that's what our nation is going to do. But moms have an opportunity. Moses' mom, think of Joseph's mom, had him for 16, 17 years. And he was gone, never saw him again, and yet they had instilled in that young man God's word, and it took him through those 110 years of his life. Building that into our children, moms, it's the biggest job there is. It's the most important thing. It's the most important thing. Influencing others. That's what moms are doing. They're influencing others. Influencing tomorrow. I'm not a mom, but can I influence others? Yeah, I can. You guys aren't moms, but can you influence others? Yeah, we can. We can influence others to love the Lord and to follow the Lord. The time came for him to refuse Egypt, Moses, and all it represented. Likewise, God will bring you to a moment of refusing and by faith, seeing. Refusing and seeing the eternal. Refusing the earthly things and looking on the eternal. Faith refuses, faith chooses. Hebrews 11:25, saying, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Faith is demonstrated not only in what we refuse, but also in what we choose. There's a pleasure in sin for a season. But by faith, Moses took the long look and chose to identify himself with God's people. Then faith esteems. In Hebrews 11:26, the Bible says, "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." Faith is demonstrated not only in... Whoops, I came back in at the wrong place, didn't I? Kelly, did I? I should be down in esteeming. Okay, thank you. Being identified with Jesus Christ became of greater value to Moses than all the treasures of Egypt. Faith in a true God brought the treasures of Egypt to no value. You know, you hear people give up big jobs and go out into the ministry or go out into the mission work. This guy literally walked away from everything. Literally had everything and literally walked away from all of it because of what he knew that God had a plan for his life. God has a plan for each of our lives. Each one of us, God has a plan for. It's going to be a life of sacrifice. It's going to be a life of faith. And will we wake up each morning wanting to live that life, wanting to seek what the Lord has for us that day? The real test of faith is whether or not we are willing to be identified with the blessed Son of God in an unfriendly world, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Faith forsakes. Moses forsook Egypt twice. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:27. In fact, what we're about ready to read is your Thursday answer for Thursday's question. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. 40 years earlier, he ran from the king. He had in his own power reached out, killed an Egyptian. And then he realized it was known and he ran. He ran in fear. But this time he faced the king. He forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. When we truly fear the Lord, we do not fear men. Our tendency is to fear men. There's some bad groups of people out there. I'm sorry, but there is. Some bad groups of people out there, and they're going to do bad things to Christians because they hate us, because we're infidels. Do we fear them? No. Who do we fear? We fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hellfire. That's who we fear. We fear God. Do we have to fear for hellfire? Not anymore. Once we've been saved, we don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. The scripture tells us that we are already seated in the heavenlies. We are already in heaven. It's a done deal. When you and I trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we were seated in the heavenlies right then. Right then. It's a done deal. None of this, well, you know, if I do something bad at the end of my life, if I kill somebody, then I'm not going to be in heaven. No, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. But it's what Christ, it's the work that Christ has done. We don't have to fear. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. That's what God gives to us. That's what God gives to us. He's not given us the spirit of fear. Faith endures. By faith, Moses endured. He stood the test. This means that we cannot give up. We cannot quit. We must stay the course. Moses kept his eyes on the Lord. Why do we have to stay the course? Benefits us, benefits others. Hebrews 12:13. That was supposed to come out, it didn't. Hebrews 12:13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. We can't quit. Why can't we quit? We can't quit because people around us depend on us. Look at that verse. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. That means if Brother Kelly heads down a bad path and his kids follow him down that path and then Kelly repents and comes back to the Lord, but his kids get caught up in it and never come back. We have a difference. We can make a difference in people's life. We have an impact on people's life, not just as moms, but all of us have an impact on people's lives. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Would that not be a horrible thing to turn someone from the way? a father would turn his children away from the way. That'd be horrible. We have an impact in people's lives. What we do makes a difference. What we do makes a difference to others. We must stay the course. Moses kept his eyes on the Lord as seeing him who is invisible. Even though we do not have God in a manifestation here standing in front of us, is he real to us? Is he real to us? He'll be real to you if you'll read his word, if you'll memorize it, if you'll meditate upon it. He'll be real. Just like he was real to Moses. He was very real to Moses. There was no doubt that Moses, God, was real in his life. Faith keeps. Hebrews 11:28, through faith he kept the Passover. Of course, when the angel came through, all those that did not have the blood applied, the firstborn died that night. The Lord instructed Moses, and by faith he obeyed the Lord. Moses knew that God was going to deliver by the blood. Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. The Lord instructed Moses. By faith, Moses obeyed. Moses knew God was going to deliver by blood. And then faith passes. Finally, faith passes. By faith, the Hebrews passed through the Red Sea on dry land. What an exciting day that must have been. As they look forward, water in front of them. As they look back, Egyptians chasing them. Man, I bet the intensity level was high that day. If I'd have been there, it would have been. I'd have been thinking, Lord, this does not look good. This does not look good. And Moses said in Genesis 14:13, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again. Anybody know the next words? No more. No more. Forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Faith sees what sight can't. You and I walk by faith when we live a life by faith. By faith, they pass through. As we follow the Lord, we're going to face the impossible. What are we going to do? There's only one way out. And that way is to have faith in God. To have faith in God. Makes a difference how we run the race. There's those running the race behind us, and we're going to have an impact on them. Your questions, Monday? So 103.7 teaches us, what's it teach us about the intimacy Moses had with God? Tracy? Made its way known to Moses. Some people act like, and the tendency can be, I wonder what God's will is. I wonder what God's will is. He gave you a big instruction booklet. And all we have to do is read it, and he'll tell us. He'll make known his way. He'll also make known his ways through what? Through that still small voice that speaks in us. Tuesday. What did it mean for Moses to refuse Egypt? Ma'am? Okay, he wasn't really hurt, and he was going to give up all the wealth that she would have had, and he was going to give all that up. He gave up the great wealth and that life of luxury. In fact, that's on page 38. Page 38. Time came for him to refuse Egypt and all it represented. Okay, then Wednesday. What was the greater value of Moses than the riches in Egypt? Reproach of Christ. Excellent. Then Thursday. Thursday's answer, you can see on page 39, under faith forsakes, 40 years earlier he ran, contrast Hebrews 11:27 to Exodus 2:11-15, Moses' first flight and the second flight. The first one, he went in his own power, and he fled in fear. And the second one, he came in God's power, and he didn't flee. Okay. Friday, what does 2 Corinthians 4:18 teach us about living by faith? Okay, and we are to refuse to look upon the temporal things, and we are to see the eternal. Saturday, compare Hebrews 11:29, Exodus 14:13. When we face the impossible, what is the only way out? Have faith in God. The only way out. Have faith in God. Okay, thank you very much. Again, I won't be here next week. I appreciate your prayers for Sharon and I as we travel. That for safety, we'll be gone 10 days. That week I get back, Lord willing, if you guys are ready that have signed up for Hebrews chapter 11, we'll say it that week. If you're not ready, we'll make a different plan. Thank you very much.